All right, like I said, we got a treat. We're hearing from our Kids Central director, Amy Jennings, and our North Central Students director, Julio Martinez. And Julio has to carry his own chair, so he's in youth ministry. So there you go. That's what you have to do. It's a small little example of it. But we love our kids. We love our next generation. They're all literally running out right now, right? They've just walked out, and they're going to run down the hallway and have a great time. Our students are spread out and here as joining us. We're going to hear from we're excited to hear from them about, I mean, I'm a product of this church's youth ministry, right? I mean, I've said this a lot, and there's people say I'm weird. I just keep saying about Amos and Christian Radio, like I love them too much. But I do. They, like, picked me up every day to come to church, and I met Jesus here, and I'm a product of this youth ministry. The impact that these two make and the people who are involved in our Kids Central and our student ministries make is incredible. And one of the things that we realize is I tell that story a lot because it's not just like the student ministry people go do the student ministry and the kids people go do the kids thing. And we, the rest of the church just sits by and listens to it, right? We as a church take ownership of investing in our next generation of believers, investing in the kids and the students, and saying, you know what, it's not someone else's job, it's my job to love them and care for them and invest in those ministries, even though I may not feel like I have anything in common with them, right? The older I get, the less in common I think I have, like TikTok. Like, I would rather jump off the highest building, the lowest building, I don't know, break my legs, you know, I don't know, like, then think about TikTok or something like that, right? But it doesn't matter, right? Going in there thinking about how do I love and invest and serve students or spending time with kids, holding babies, or doing whatever it is so that we can contribute to the legacy of faith that God is and the transformation that's happening in their hearts and in their homes. And so you're going to hear a little bit about what's going on. And so can you clap for them? I've talked a little bit too long. Clap for them.
Yeah, okay. Good morning. So Julio and I are going to kind of have a conversation back and forth here and tell you some things about what we're doing. We're hoping to really communicate the importance of what we're doing and also the importance, like Yon said, of everyone being involved, not just the people who are on the team. But also maybe stirring your hearts a little bit to invest in the teams, getting involved in the teams and why, the why behind it. So we're going to start off talking a little bit about what we do, and then we'll get to the why of why we're doing what we're doing. So my name's Amy Jennings. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the Kid Ministry Director. I oversee the programs for our newborns all the way through sixth grade. So I'll get more to that.
Yeah, so my name is Julio Martinez. I'm the Student Ministries Director. So, you know, we have kids from seventh grade to 12th grade. So we can jump into some of our questions here. Do you want to start off? All right.
So, Julio, I want to ask you, we could both share this, what, why do you do what you do? What is your heart behind what you're doing here?
Yeah, so this is a loaded question, but I learned early on in my, you know, so I, full-time job, I'm an underwriting manager over at Liberty Mutual, but I learned early on that there was a void. You know, I can continue to try to scale the corporate ladder, things like that, but I knew that, you know, part of my testimony, some of you guys know this, is, you know, I had a major baseball injury where I almost died. And, you know, I knew from that day forward that God had left me here for a reason. And one thing that I learned also early on is that I love working with kids. I love working with, you know, I see these guys up in the balcony. I see these guys around the room. I love working with these guys specifically as well. So I learned early on, like, you know, I love working with these guys. I learned, you know, after my baseball injury, you know, I wasn't a Christian before then. And I learned the peace that Jesus provides, the hope that Jesus provides, and that changed my life. And growing up, going to high school, I wasn't a Christian, so I had a ton of challenges, to be fully frank. And what my hope is that through my experiences and through, you know, just being around these guys, you know, I can point them to the hope that we have in Jesus. And hopefully, you know, through our, you know, through the connections our leaders build, through the connections that I'm able to build, that, you know, we can point these guys to the hope that we have and, you know, hopefully steer them down the right path. So that's some of my heart, you know, because I've been on the other side. I've been a high schooler dealing with different challenges and things like that. And I know what it's like when you don't have Jesus in your life. And I'm passionate about making sure that people have that hope. So that's a little bit about why I do what I do. So Amy, what about you?
Yeah, well, let me speak to what you said really quick. As a parent with two kids in youth group, I really appreciate other people speaking into my kids' lives. You know, they hear it from us as parents, but to be able to hear that from other people with different perspective, people who are younger than my husband and I, people who've been through different things than my husband and I, that's so important. So I value that as a parent, what you guys are doing. For me, why do I do what I do? Well, I love kids, first of all. My husband and I, we have four, ages 7 to 14. I knew I always wanted kids, so I love children and I love working with them. I want to support and help come alongside families. That's another reason I do what I do. And caregivers. Maybe you're not a parent, but you're an aunt or an uncle, a grandparent, a teacher, somebody who has children in their lives that they can influence. Part of why I do what I do is because I want to support you and I want to resource you and be a part of what you're doing and speaking into the kids' lives that are in your life. And then most importantly, I want to help and be part of ensuring that our children are learning the gospel. I want to help cultivate an environment where Jesus is magnified above all other things. I don't want my kids to grow up in an environment where they feel like it's all their work. They have to strive and make themselves acceptable before the Lord. I want them to know that Jesus did that work. So I want to help cultivate an environment where kids are learning how beautiful Jesus is, how necessary Jesus is. So that's my heart behind it.
Love that. And I just want to call out one part, too. You know, you talked about parents. And, you know, I'm a parent. I have three kids. Amy's got some kids as well. So, like, it's challenging. We try our best to invest in our kids on our own as parents. But sometimes, you know, there's a need for other examples in their lives. And, you know, we both of us aspire to, you know, to help be those examples. And we have teams that also set the examples for these kids. And just we love to have teams of people that just invest in these guys because it's so important. Because sometimes, you know, as parents, we want our kids to come to us, but sometimes they just need other people in their lives to come in and, you know, have, I guess, an outlet for these guys. So I like that call out.
So Julio, let's talk about some wins over the last year. Now, I know you've only been in this position for how long now?
It's been like a couple months, two, three months now. Yeah.
All right, but you've been on the team. So what wins have you seen in student ministry?
Yeah, so, I mean, we've had, I think one big thing we've had is actually happened as of late. So there was a lot of seniors that left the group recently. I can't remember the exact number, but they were a big part of our group. And what's been really encouraging to see for our youth group is just seeing, I guess we still have a pretty thriving community. You know, we still have relationships being built. We still have, you know, we have new leaders emerging within the group, some students that are beginning to step out and some more conversations that are starting to pop up that I hear about, and some students leading in different capacities at their schools and things like that. So, you know, it's tough when you lose people that, you know, that are in your youth group that have had such an impact. And shout out to you guys. You guys are in the crowd. Shout out to you guys. You guys have been huge for our group, and we're so thankful for each of you. But I'm really encouraged to see just how certain kids are starting to step up and just how the community continues to move forward. I think that's wonderful to see. Some other wins that we had recently, we added some new leaders over the past year. And some of these leaders have stepped up in different ways, and whether it's been, you know, taking some time going to James Project, driving some kids around for convention, or maybe even in this season, we're actually planning for fall retreat right now in a few weeks. And we've got leaders helping out with music. We've got leaders helping out with games. We've got leaders that are just, you know, some people in the past couple weeks I was traveling for work, and I had some leaders step up, and they took some messages for us. And, you know, everyone, you know, being a part-time youth director, you know, you need motivated leaders. And I'm so thankful for just the team that we have. And, you know, it takes an army to do what's necessary for these kids. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, we've got so many different investments, whether it's going to people's games, you know, going to movies with the kids, things like that. I'm just so thankful for a wonderful group of leaders. Some other examples here real quickly. You know, we had the Sleepies as of late, where Danielle Fielding and Mike Fielding opened up their house, and we had a bunch of kids over there, got together, had some awards, had a movie. It was just an example of some of our leaders stepping up and, you know, being willing to invest the time necessary for the students. So lastly, you know, something that was unexpected, and I got to just shout out my wife real quick. She's not in here, but she's probably with the kids. Oh, there she is back there. But just the unexpected investment I've seen from my own wife to help me along in these past few months has been super impactful. So shout out to all of the youth workers that are a huge part of what we do. And so those are some wins that we have right now.
And it looks like, too, that youth ministries has grown as far as the kids. You know, I've heard that some of the kids who attend church here, they've been bringing friends from their high school or, you know, classes too. So
yeah, I know, like, one thing we're praying, you know, obviously you've got seniors that are such a big part of our group, and then next thing you know we're like, okay, what's this going to mean for the group? The group is, I mean, from, like, you know, we don't judge our community based off of numbers, but it is nice to see that, you know, we still have a good amount of students coming. And students coming that are, you know, we might not see them on a Sunday, but they're still coming to youth group. I mean, that's still awesome. They're still part of our community. And we'll talk a little bit about how this ties to our vision a little bit, but it's fantastic to see the level of, I mean, I guess, commitment we see from the students coming week to week. So shout out to you guys that are being there with us.
Yeah, so some wins I wanted to share for Kids Central. I wanted to talk about our growth. Usually in the summer, our numbers dip down a little bit. People are busy with vacations and different activities, but our numbers really did not drop this summer. And in fact, I was going through all of our families in our Tidley system, and we have gained 41 new kids over the last year. And that the majority of that is new families. Some of that is new babies from the people who are already here. So either way, Kids Central is growing. I mean, 41 kids, that's huge. We've had 8 new volunteers come on our team. We've lost some, unfortunately, but gained some new people on there, and 3 of which are youth. Another shout out to the youth is we have a lot of youth on our team. They turn 11, 12 years old, and they're like, how can I help? Which I just love to see. The kids love it when they get involved. So we have youth in our nursery, in our pre-K, working with the younger kids. And how awesome is that for the little guys, you know, to see some kids a little bit older than working with them. So that's a win. We've also been integrating some training on Sunday mornings. After a VIP meeting with all the volunteers, we head over to Kids Central and we do a Kids Central huddle. And it's just more specific information to our team. And I've been getting some training in there. Hannah last for a little while. She was working on training our special needs buddies and giving them more specific information regarding how to help kids with special needs. So that's been going on regularly for the last year. Also, an example of some of the training that I've been doing is I took several months to tell our volunteers how we are lining up with North Central's values, which are gospel-centeredness, outwardness, fruitfulness, authenticity, generosity, and simplicity. I wanted our volunteers to know that what we're doing in Kids Central highlights those values, why what they're doing is valuable. So I took some time over the last year to kind of go through that with them. And then just, I love hearing from the parents. So on Sundays, or maybe even I'll get a text or an email from parents telling me about a win, right? How their kid told them what they learned on a Sunday. Or from one newer family, they have a child with special needs and they sit in sometimes on a Sunday and how they're like, I don't care if I'm in listening to the main message or I'm in Kids Central listening to the message, I'm getting fed and I love what you are teaching our children. So I get to hear those kind of wins. A funny win the other day, a parent texts me and the little kids have been learning about Jonah. And they found this big rock and they were pretending that the rock was a ship and they were in the storm and the little girl's like, you know, talking about the storm raging and she's like, throw me overboard. I'm like, okay, maybe she didn't get the message, but she heard the story. So I love that. Like, I love hearing from the parents. And so those are the little wins I get to hear about, is just what the impact we are having. When sometimes you're teaching the kids and you don't always think like they're getting it or they're listening, they really are. They're gleaning. They are getting it a lot more than we think they are. So.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, so Julio, you want to talk about like what we're doing in our area. So what do we provide for those of you who are new? What do we do in Kids Central? What do we do in youth ministries?
Yeah, so a few things here. So first off, as I mentioned, 7th through 12th grade, it's an outlet. It's a place where these guys can get together, have some community. And as we mentioned, you know, there's people from outside the church as well. So there's an opportunity for people to get together and just get to know each other and build relationships and to learn more about Jesus first and foremost. So we talk about bringing the gospel to every heart, home, and neighborhood. And, you know, we're working here to bring the gospel first and foremost to the students that are showing up on Wednesday nights. And, you know, and we're an additional resource for you parents that are trying your best to invest in your children as well. So it's another outlet that we're trying to invest in the home. We're investing in families by focusing on this next generation here. And then, obviously, as I mentioned, we've got some students, you know, there's people that are running little ministries at their school. And obviously, there's people that are just, you know, Christ-following kids that are in their high schools that are having a great impact on the people that are in the high school. And so that's what we're trying to do at Youth Group, is we're trying to create, you know, the next generation, per se. So just give you a quick highlight on some of the stuff that we do on a Wednesday. First things first, we have a peak of the week where, you know, we get to know a little bit about the students that are coming on Wednesdays. So this is important to us, because as we listen to some of the wins in their life, we get to know a little bit more about them. And then each leader has a different background. Each youth worker has a different background. So we know at that moment, okay, I can talk about that with that student. And then that creates a connection point. And then not only that, the students get to know about other students. So there's connection points that are being built through peak of the week. Not only that, it feels good to celebrate a win in someone's life. You know what I mean? So it's a fantastic opportunity for all of us to just celebrate what's going on in each other's lives. And that's a big part of, you know, what we try to do. Next, we have a message. Each week we have a message on Wednesday nights. And something that's been on my heart recently is, you know, we talked about how the community, you know, we still have a solid amount of kids coming week after week, and it's been important for me to continue to instill the gospel as much as we can. So recently, first and foremost, in every message, like we do here on Sunday, we bring it back to the gospel. Every message, no matter what we're talking about, we want to make sure that Jesus is the focus. Jesus is, you know, behind whatever we're teaching. Here's Jesus, and this is how it ties to the gospel. So that's been really important. A few things that we've done recently, Table Talk was a recent message series that we had where we talked about the Gospel of Luke, and we talked about different conversations that were had at the dinner table. And we learned a little bit about the character of Jesus. And hopefully, you know, we learned and we grew an affinity for Jesus through these conversations and how he reacted to difficult circumstances. And now we're at a stage, as we enter into fall retreat, we're talking about how can we grow in our faith. We talked recently about spiritual fruit and how we can, you know, see where we're at and if we're growing. And we're going to talk about some of the spiritual disciplines, such as prayer, such as memorizing scripture, how we can serve in our church family, serve outside our church family. But it all comes back to we want to help these students grow in their faith in Jesus and grow in their love for Jesus, because we know that's where our hope and peace is found. Additionally, you know, a couple quick things here. We do have small groups, which is, you know, the message is, you know, these kids are coming out of school all day. So they're sitting there listening to lectures, and sometimes the message, you know, let's be honest. I mean, if you're in school all day, it might go in one ear, out the other. But that's why we have small groups, to kind of reaffirm what we're teaching. We have small groups where these guys have an opportunity. We create an environment that's comfortable so that these guys can share with one another and additionally, you know, be able to connect, and, you know, we're able to pray for one another and learn more about one another. So that's where a lot of our impact happens. And lastly, the game. We do have a game on Wednesday night, so this is kind of how we do things. The games are important, though, because this is where these guys can build connections. They can get to know each other. They learn how to be comfortable with one another on Wednesday nights. So all that stuff happens on Wednesdays. We also have retreats. We're looking for ways to invest in your kids outside of Wednesday nights. Being a youth worker is a commitment, but, you know, I'm thankful for the team that we have that's and shout out to Jim DeWolf, who's also, you know, he's on sabbatical right now. He laid the foundation for us. He laid the foundation for us, and the team wouldn't be where we're at right now if it wasn't for him. So shout out to you, Jim.
That's awesome. I also have to say, too, my kids have come home and talked about what they've learned or what they... some of the hard questions that students ask in youth group, and I love that. I love that we're providing an environment where they can ask some hard questions, and they have people who can speak into their lives, offer them truth through those hard questions and situations. So what do we do in Kids Central? So like I said, I oversee the newborn to sixth grade on Sunday mornings. You know, we're not just getting the kids out of this space and putting them somewhere else so they're quiet and or it's quiet in here and they can go, you know, go crazy. We're not just doing that. We're providing a lot more on a Sunday. But I also oversee our Wednesday too. We have a midweek program for our younger kids, ages 4 years old to sixth grade. That happens once a month. Right here on a Wednesday evening. It's usually the first Wednesday of every month. So what do we do in Kids Central? Again, what Julio is saying, we provide gospel-centered teaching. I'm so, so excited because this will be the first year that we are going to be starting a new curriculum in Kids Central. We've had our previous curriculum, although very good and very gospel-centered, it's a little bit outdated with its activities and its object lessons that it provides. So a new curriculum, brand new, again, gospel-centered, bringing every story back to Jesus. I loved the song that they sang this morning about the true and better Adam. That is, if we could take Kids Central in a nutshell, that song is the nutshell. Like, that's exactly what we try to provide every Sunday, is how does this story connect us to Jesus? How does this story point to God's character? What can we learn? It's not about making the story about Moses or about Adam or Isaac and glorifying them as the hero. It is always about pointing us to Jesus. So we are very particular in what we're choosing for our curriculum, and The new curriculum, I actually have it in the Roots Room for people to look at afterwards. It's called The Biggest Story, and it provides that gospel connection in every lesson. So I'm super excited about that. That is coming. We're starting that on October 8th. So we provide that gospel-centered teaching. We have fun back there with the kids. We do games. We do activities. We do crafts. We memorize Bible verses. This new curriculum also provides a memory verse for every story, a big idea for every story. We're going to be giving you parents that every week, so you guys have an idea of what your kids are learning, and you guys can maybe practice that Bible verse at home together. So we provide that. We also, last year I was doing this, throughout the last year, was sending on Facebook kind of an update or a summary of what the kids were learning on a Sunday in Kids Central. We're still going to be doing that. We're going to be doing that on our Facebook pages and Instagram. So please, as parents, caregivers, grandparents, like, check that out. We're going to be putting that big idea of what they're learning every Sunday, that memory verse, on there. And then something else that we are going to start up is Parent Resource Fridays, and that'll be on our social media as well. And that ties into, all you parents out there received a survey from me a while ago. I think it was in the spring. And I wanted to pick your brain as far as, like, what are some things we're doing that you love? How can we resource you better? What are some things that you want to learn more about as the main disciple makers in your family? And I wanted to highlight three of those here. The first one I wanted to highlight was, I asked you, what disciple making rhythms would you like to learn more about? And the number one answer was how to mentor others in their walk with Jesus, and how I can be mentored. Well, we're going to be providing resources. You know, I'm doing research. I'm reading some books. I'm learning myself as a parent, and I want to share that. That's one of my favorite things to do, is learn and grow and then share that information with others. So we're going to be doing that. The next one was other areas we can help your family thrive. Well, the number one answer was how to discipline my children in gospel-centered, grace-based ways. We're going to be resourcing you with some of that. So be on the lookout for that. And what resources, the third was, what resources do you prefer to learn from? And the top three answers were books, videos, and social media. So we're going to be trying our best to provide you with some of those things. I wanted to hear from you, and now that I have, I want to try to follow up with that. So be on the lookout for that this coming year. And then lastly, something we provide is Kid Zone. Like I said, that's our midweek Wednesday evening program. This year, we're going to do it a little bit differently. We wanted to make it a little bit more unique from a Sunday, and we just want it to be a fun, safe environment for kids to come to and invite people from their neighborhoods, right? Their classmates, their neighbors, invite them in. Into a safe, fun environment. And that can be maybe used as another way for us to reach out into our community, an on-ramp for people to say, hey, I like these people. You know, they're a little bit different. Just get them connected somehow in a deeper way, right? You're already connected to these people through your neighbors, your classmates, whatever, but how can we invite them in to meet others and hopefully use that as an on-ramp. So that's our goal. It's really, we're going to be encouraging parents and kids to invite others to that on Wednesday evenings. So there. Yeah, that's what.
So I just want to call out. I really like the parent resources part. I think I've got a lot to learn from Amy. Amy's kind of a pro over here. So, but yeah, just want to shout you out. That's pretty amazing that you're doing that. And but yeah, I mean, the goal is we want to partner with parents, right? So I love that. Love that.
Definitely, I'm learning too, so I'm still learning. So I wanted to quick touch on, Julio, how is what we are providing, how does that line up with North Central's vision? You know, North Central's vision is to see, and you touched on that a little bit, but to see gospel transformation in every heart, home, and neighborhood. So how are we lining up with that, with what we're providing?
Yeah, so I touched on this a little bit, but obviously we're talking about the next generation of this church. Where you know, obviously some of these students might end up being leaders in this church, might end up being a leader in the next church, might just be a leader amongst their peers at school or whatever vocation they might get into. Not everybody has to get into ministry, but we're saying, you know, we're trying to equip these guys with our hope. What's our hope? Jesus. Putting our trust and faith in Jesus. We want all of our students to walk out of our youth group with their trust and faith in Jesus so that they can have the peace necessary to move forward in their lives. And, you know, we know, different generations come with different generational interests and things like that, and sometimes that can lead us down paths. So we want, you know, these guys to have their foundation in Jesus so that whatever may come their way, they can be confident that, you know, they have a hope that can't be taken away from them. So that's first and foremost. So that's in their hearts. And I talked about it earlier in their homes, you know, and as we just talked about, we're trying to support the parents here. We're trying to be another outlet for these guys so they know they can come to us. They know that we're an open ear for these guys. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, the more we can equip these guys on Wednesday nights and the more we can do it and with our investments outside of Wednesdays, and I do want to call that out. A lot of our impact happens outside of Wednesdays. And, but all that being said, that's the way that we're trying to help you guys out in your homes. And then lastly, you know, this equips the students to be missional in nature amongst their high schools, amongst wherever they end up going, vocationally. That's all part of the play here. So, no, that's kind of how we do things in youth group. I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but yeah, that's kind of how we do it. So.
Good. Yeah, I touched on it a little bit too. You know, how are we doing that? How are we lining up with that in Kids Central? And if I can drive like anything home, like I said, it's what we're doing there is primarily lifting up Jesus. And, we don't want to just teach our kids. Well, we don't want to teach our kids how to act like good Christians, right? That's not our goal. And how to look like good Christians. Because we recognize that heart transformation does not happen apart from Jesus Christ. So they need to encounter him. So that is always our goal. That's how we're lining up with a vision here at North Central. And I have to say, we don't shy away from the bad news in Kids Central. We bring it to them at their level, yes, but we don't shy away from that. I think it's so important to teach our children, to help them see the ugly in the Bible, right? Because the Old Testament, it's filled with a lot of ugly and realness, right? And we don't want to shy away from teaching that because we can relate with that, every single one of us, right? We have ugly parts of us, sinful parts of us, and that helps our kids to see their need for Jesus. So we don't shy away from that, but we also don't leave our kids there. We're not just going to end with the ugly and the bad news. We are always going to bring the good news to them and point them to Jesus in that way. So that is how we're living that out in Kids Central.
Love it, love it.
We wanted to talk about, we're almost done here. We wanted to talk about what we're doing in these areas. Why specifically is it important, right? That a church family have some of these things in place. What did you come up with, Julio?
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of touched on this a lot at this point, but I think it's important. We're investing in our next generation. We're investing in, you know, and not only that too, we all know the importance of, you know, in my segment, you know, kids are in high school. We know how high school is. High school throws all sorts of curveballs at you. All sorts of, you know, stuff goes on in a high school. All sorts of pressures and things like that. But we know, and unfortunately, I had to learn this at 20 years old after I had a baseball injury. And my hope is that these students can walk out of this youth group and walk out of high school with a confident faith in who Jesus is. But we know that, the source of our hope and the source of our joy, it can't be in the things that will pass away, per se. We know that a source of our joy has to be in Jesus. So I think that's pivotal. I mean, it's in as they go through what they go through, you know, you hear about different things all the time. It's, you know, how are you going to get through that? And my hope is that they can get through whatever they're going through with Jesus, and that can keep them going. That can keep them pushing forward. That can keep them in that relationship, keep them motivated in school, motivated with their families, keep those relationships close. My hope is that, you know, as we equip these guys, you know, they can move forward and be confident that they know they have a hope that they can be confident in through their trust and faith in Jesus. So that's really why I think it's important. I mean, because they've got so much going on in high school. You know what I mean? They've got so much going on, and we just want to be outlets for these guys as youth workers to help them through this season.
That's good. I want, you know, Julio and I keep saying what we have here is really to be a support to our parents and our caregivers. And it's part of the discipleship process, right? We want to be disciple makers in this church, every single one of us, whether you're a parent or not, that is our call. And so I have two reasons why I think discipleship is important, and we're just a piece of that discipleship. Number one, because Jesus said so, right? That was the last thing he said to his disciples before he left earth. He said, go and make disciples. And he said that was for every one of us, right? So Jesus said so. Discipleship is so important. The second reason, I've been going through the book of Judges, and I came across this verse the other day, and I want to read it to you. It says, after that generation died, another generation grew up who did not acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things he had done for Israel. This was after Joshua died, and this whole generation grew up that did not know Jehovah, and they did not know the mighty things he had done. I mean, you think back to the things he had done for Israel, right? Delivering them from Pharaoh, the 10 plagues, the parting of the Red Sea, right? They did not know, and it's because they didn't remember. And it got me thinking about how much the Bible says we are to teach the next generation. We are to talk about the Word of God, God himself, with the next generation continually, right? Deuteronomy says also when we're coming and going, right? When we sit down, when we rise up all the time, this is something we are to do with intentionality. So it's important. And what struck me was this generation grew up not remembering what God did. So who were they discipled by? They were discipled by the nations around them, right? They eventually took on the gods of the nations around them. They took on the culture and the different things the nations around them did. And that's the truth of it. Our kids are going to be discipled whether we disciple them or not. We are people who learn, right? And we take on things around us. And so if we are not intentional in doing that, they're going to be discipled by something else. So it's so important. But I don't want to leave you there, because I don't think we should disciple out of fear. We have a hope, like Julio keeps saying. We can disciple with intentionality and faith, because God loves our kids. He loves the next generation more than we ever could. And he is at work. He's at work drawing our kids' hearts to himself. And what we give our kids, he multiplies. I mean, above and beyond, right? So if we just with intentionality do that in faith in the work that he's doing, it's going to go a long way in our kids' lives. So Kid Central Youth Ministries is just really trying to help support families in that endeavor.
Oh, so good. So good. Love it. Love it.
So we want to leave you with, hopefully you're seeing the why this is important. And so I want to quick speak to you guys and encourage you to get involved. You all have a story to tell. You have something to tell the next generation about what God has done in your life, how he has rescued you. Whether you have kids or not, it doesn't matter. You as a church family, as a community of believers, we can come alongside one another and help support and train and teach this next generation. So I want to throw a couple numbers at you, at least in Kids Central. Right now, we're operating at half of what we really should be, especially with such growth that we've had. I would love to see us operating at full amount of volunteers every Sunday. We need 16 every Sunday. And it's so doable. With the people we have here, with the wealth of knowledge, wisdom, people who give of their time, talent, and treasure, right? We can do it. We can support this next generation. We can come alongside parents and help them in this endeavor, whether it's in youth or whether it's with our young kids. We need you. We really do need you. We need you to help support the growth that we're having, and it's so important. So we're going to be back in the Roots Room after service. Like I said, I have our curriculum for you guys to look at. There are some volunteer applications. If you have been wanting to get involved and maybe just not taking that step forward, well, you can today. If you'd like to just talk to us about what does it entail to get involved in a team, we're going to have some volunteers back there to talk to you and tell you what they do on a Sunday. So, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, only thing, if you are in 7th through 12th grade, we would love to have you there on Wednesday nights, 6:30 to 8 in the multi-space. So 7th through 12th grade, if you're a student, you're not currently plugged in, we'd love to have you. Additionally, like Amy said, we've got a retreat coming up in a couple weeks. So fall retreat down at Arrowhead Bible Camp. So that is October 6th through the 9th. So if you're a student, you're not yet signed up yet, talk to me. I'd love to get you connected. But to go on the need for more leaders, I think we've got like 7 leaders, but we're going to end up having like 35 kids. And as this church continues to grow, there's always going to be a need for more leaders to kind of invest in these kids. And none of us are professional Christians, let's put it that way. All of us have stories. If there's a feeling about inadequacy, let me just tell you, we all can play a role in these students' lives. We can all, you know, whatever season we're in, we all have something that we can invest in the students. So just want to encourage you guys with that. But there's always a need for more youth workers. So, all right, guys.